Lincoln Kennedy coming up in just a minute to talk some NFL football with us. But we were looking over the fantasy league Ed and I are in together. That's run by the corporate cavalier. And by run, I mean, I have that in air quotes.
Yes. If you're talking about, you know, if you're going to use, yeah, exactly. You know, it feels like it's an Enron style operation. You don't really know where the money's going or what's happening. We got Nevin Shapiro running our fantasy league.
We've got a team in the league, and we will not divulge names to protect the innocent. But we've got a team in our league that's got two quarterbacks that through two games have a total of under 1 point.
Wow.
Andy Dalton is -5.66. And Deshaun Kaiser is 6.44.
The best part is this guy's like apparently really active and like adding and dropping players.
Go get a quarterback, dude. Oh boy.
How can you go into a season and say, yeah, I think Andy Dalton's my guy?
I don't know. He's got really good tight ends, except they're all hurt. Gronk and Jordan Reed.
He's got Josh Gordon. I love it when people's, you know, fan bias kind of gets in the way.
Well, what's even funnier is if we look at the standings, I'm sure he's ahead of me. I think I'm in dead last in this league right now.
You know, up there.
I feel good about my team. I am in dead last.
All those great connections in the NFL, you know, Brady, Gronk, Rodgers, Jordy. Next one there has got to be Kaiser, Josh Gordon.
Kaiser and Josh Gordon. Absolutely. That's a pair, though, isn't it? Quarterbacks.
Yes.
totaling under a total of 1 point.
Talk about no productivity whatsoever.
None.
And he's ahead of you, you said?
Oh, yeah. Everyone's ahead of me. I'm in last place in that league. But I'm about to make a run.
Oh.
I'm excited to see what you do, Rich.
I like my team. I think it's shaping up okay.
Build your team for December, not for September.
Right.
That's my problem. It looks really good in the beginning of the year, and then we go Schottenheimer on everybody. Playoffs arrive. Oh, I guess it's time to check out for the holidays.
Golf season comes early.
Is Lincoln Kennedy calling us?
He's supposed to be, yes.
Okay. All right, good. So hopefully we'll hear from him in the next couple minutes. You know, we were certainly not laughing about this story because domestic violence is in no way, shape, or form funny. But Albert Haynesworth has been on a rampage. And you guys remember Albert Haynesworth, right?
Oh, yeah. He was the model for just being level-headed.
He was a mess, but I mean, big defensive lineman, big, strong dude. And he's now complaining that, you know, he's been, well, I guess bullied isn't the right word, but
abused.
Abused by his girlfriend. And the dude's, what, 6'5"?
At least. 300 pounds?
Yes.
And again, it's not funny. It's just one of those bizarre things where you sit there and you're like, really? I wouldn't think of him being a guy who gets abused.
No, I mean, of all the guys that are out there, that's the one that just comes to mind as the most shocking of any of them. Because he had such a temperament for not being level-headed. You remember?
Oh, I remember.
The issue with Andre Girard stomping on him, you know, grabbing the face mask and beating it into the ground. His time in Washington where he went off, you know, on coaching and management, although Dan Snyder still thought it was worth signing him, of course.
I remember him not being able to make it through Patriots training camp.
Yeah.
Now I know why.
again, it's not something to laugh about.
No, I mean, you hate hearing about it. Because do you remember Fred Lane?
But on the flip side, I don't know that I believe it, because...
Oh, I'm skeptical of it, just given his history.
Well, and, you know, it's now a defunct relationship, and is he trying to hurt her, you know, verbally or whatever? And again, this is all done on social media. Accusations coming out on social media. I question those. Airing your dirty laundry.
If it's that big of a deal, wouldn't you, you know, take it to court?
I might.
I mean, maybe you don't. You know, I get it. In some cases, people prefer not to.
I mean,
and it's hard because, you know, what evidence do you have to actually press a trial or press charges?
How about the flip side, though? You know, they talk about women being afraid, you know, to come forward and what people are going to think about them. What about him coming forward in the public perception that this big, strong, huge dude is getting beat up by his girlfriend?
Not a good look.
Right? No, it's not a good look at all. Just very bizarre. Another in a long line of bizarre incidents and behavior from Albert Haynesworth.
But that's what makes it, I mean, again, you hate to say that you're skeptical of allegations, because I think all of them should be, you know, at least investigated and looked into, but he's a guy whose track record does, you know, make you at least wonder what's going on here.
Unfortunately, my attitude is to just disregard it. I don't believe him.
How much of that has to do with the fact that it started on social media and you're not a big social media guy?
Well, but again, I mean, if it's something as serious as that,
yeah,
to throw up a bunch of posts that look like their intent was to drag his ex-girlfriend through the mud, right? I mean, isn't that what it looks like?
Yeah.
So, I mean, first and foremost, if they're really serious threats, is that where you're going to air it? You know, is that where you're going to... Is that where you're going to make it public?
In 2017, yeah.
Well.
Sadly.
I guess, but like Ed said, authorities, something else. Other than, what is it, Snapchat or Facebook or... What was it? Instagram?
It was Twitter, I believe, right? Is that where it came from?
It was Twitter, I believe.
Craziness.
It's a fascinating, you know, to hear about that, and it does raise the eyebrow, but it's just who's the person that's bringing this up?
Somebody with some real credibility issues.
What now? You must have gotten something humorous.
I did, but it's not fit for air. NSFW.
Not suitable for work. You would never be engaged in those kinds of conversations. I find that hard to believe.
I'm reading it now. He tweeted a very long story about it.
Yeah, you can't really tweet all that, right? So there's pictures.
He put it on like notes on your phone and just typed it all out.
Yeah, like a Google Notes, and then you screenshot it and post it.
Yep. It was Brittany Jackson, former Tennessee Vol.
Yeah. Basketball player.
Not much of a height difference, though, I will say.
They have a kid together. It's funny, I'm reading all this disparaging stuff about me on the message board in the Fantasy League.
That's what's got you distracted. I was wondering why there wasn't much happening, and... There you go.
I gotta get it off. It is distracting.
Maybe you should do what Haynesworth did.
Maybe.
And, you know.
I should screenshot that. What's that? What's that mean?
Well, no, it's like when you type it out, and then you take a picture of your screen.
Okay.
So you just do that and tweet it out and say, the ugly truth about my fantasy league, part one.
The ugly truth about my fantasy league.
Rich could go on his own social media rampage.
There's some disparaging stuff there, and it's not true either. At least not all of it. All right, 5:40. Let's do this. Let's take a break, see if we can get in touch with Lincoln Kennedy, and we'll come back and talk some more football. Stay tuned.